Secretary Hagel is cautioning the politicians in Washington about the consequences of escalating military actions in Iraq and Syria, military actions against the Islamic State. It seems that Hagel is repeating the performance of former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who warned George W. Bush that if you break it, you own it. This was the Pottery Barn warning. He was pretending to counsel caution in going to war, but in reality, he was eager to go to war. When called upon, Powell delivered the big lies of weapons of mass destruction to justify going to war with Iraq. Now, compared to the war strategy under George W. Bush, Obama's strategy is cautious. That's because the U.S. suffered disastrous defeats in Iraq and Afghanistan. And remember, today, world public opinion is not so ready to go to war behind the U.S. Last summer, Obama failed to get even the lapdog government of the U.K. When he wanted to unleash cruise missiles to bomb Syria. So the Islamic State assault on Iraq has been used to good effect for U.S. war plans. Hagel is posing as the cautious advisor, but all the major voices in U.S. political affairs, the leaders of both parties, the New York Times, that they're unanimous that the only course of action is for the U.S. military to strike ISIS. And second, they've further developed their lies about the origin of the Islamic State. President Obama is blaming the rise of ISIS on the government of Syria. This is absurd. But of course, it's they're doing this to justify U.S. efforts to continue to put a government into power in Syria that will do the bidding of the U.S. and Israel and the Western oil companies. In truth, the Syrian government has been fighting ISIS for the past several years, while it was the U.S. and their lackeys, the Gulf states and Turkey and even Israel, who've provided arms and intelligence and political support to them. The U.S. has always had this practice. They will support any force, Islamic radicals in Syria or fascists in Ukraine, to achieve their objectives of getting rid of governments that stand in their way. Hagel is not against war. He's just playing a part that's been cast for him in this staged drama.